Hello and welcome to today's podcast.
What?
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
What?
That's right, bitches. I can do a little baby voice. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Phoebe.
I love you, Daddy. You're my favorite daddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what? You're so proud of us for what?
I'm so proud of us because, you know what? We may not be super fit, super healthy, but we've made, like, permanent lifestyle changes, like, that I never would have ever thought of, like, as a little fatty kid. So, because, like, if you think about, like, the, like, when the fuck was the last time, sorry, I had to speed up because this motherfucker was going around me. When was the last time that we ordered, like, a large combo at fast food? Like, that's a really good milestone for us.
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Just medium. Now I get a small, because I'm health.
I do remember, like, pre-healthy man, that I would always get large. And I would also, like, with the drinks especially, like, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like it was either Taco Bell or Carl's. They had a fucking big-ass cup.
Well, even the medium is big.
That's what I mean. And I was always like, whoa. And then I would still get it. Because I'm like, well, yeah, it's cheaper. More fries, more drink. Why wouldn't... And then I'm like, no. There's no reason.
Okay, I'm just going to acknowledge the elephant in the room that we started off, like, making, like... I'm gonna pop some tags, like, noises. Hello and welcome to the podcast. You know, you should know better by now. This is what you get. And we are in the car. We're driving home from, you guessed it.
Ding, eat, drink, win, play.
I think it's play, that, win.
I know, but it's for, like, you know, so we won't get copyrighted.
Just kidding. Oh, okay.
We went to Buster's and Dave's.
Okay, Buster's and Dave's.
Buster's and Dave's. I don't know why both are plural.
I don't know. Well, they both own it. It's not only Dave's and it's not only Buster's.
What's going to be
Dave's
the name of ours?
And Buster's. Laudas and Sergio's.
I was going to say, like, Smauda.
Weenie Hut.
Weenie Hut General, though? Or, like, no, what was the tier there?
Weenie Hut Junior.
Weenie Hut Junior.
General.
Oh, wait, that's the hospital, huh?
General. You wouldn't hang out there.
No. I always wanted to try the food.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay,
so we're 3 minutes in. Yeah, so you just kind of started, like, going into, like, oh, I'm proud of us because we're health. Is that the podcast?
No, it doesn't matter. No one's going to listen to this.
Correct, but what would you like the topic to be?
I would like the topic to be about cartoons.
Alright, let's talk cartoons.
First of all, let's address socioeconomic status and how that affects our ability to watch cartoons.
Okay. Are you calling me up?
I guess, yeah.
Hello, my name is Laura. We did not have cable. We just picked up whatever our antenna could pick up because it was too expensive to get cable TV. We got it for like a month and all we got was Nicktoons Network. And I got to watch My Life as a Teenage Robot and, like, Yakety Yak and, like, Teacher's Pet. Like, all the, like, shows that nobody actually, like, loves to watch. But I was in love and I was obsessed. So, yes, I didn't have access to, like, all of the cartoons. And then I didn't actually know this. I guess I'm just gonna step right in here.
Yeah.
I love SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. She does.
Like... I don't think it's a surprise to anybody, because you all know me on a very personal level. And if anyone's been to my house, like, I love SpongeBob. Like, my brother, like, for our housewarming gift, like, painted us, like, a Squidward, like, the, what's it called? Like, Brash, Bolden Brash.
Yeah. It's so cool.
And, we literally, like, learned on guitar how to sing, like, the...
Oh, yeah.
When I ripped my pants at thought that I had everybody on my side. Okay, you get the gist. We love SpongeBob. Like, yeah. It's just such a good show. And, like, I'm talking, like, the first, like, 3-4 seasons. After that, like, I can't really vouch for it. I haven't really seen it. I can't tell you that it's good or bad.
It doesn't seem as good. But, like, you gotta cut them some slack, you know?
No, yeah. Like, you had a good run. Like, uh-huh. And that's what I needed you for, so we're good. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I had different cartoons than you did.
Yeah, and it's, well, also it's different because, like, when we were first getting to know each other, it was just, like, this, like, we just assumed, like, oh, automatically, like, there was a bunch of things that you wouldn't know about. But, like, you guys were really exposed to a lot of movies, so it kind of balanced this up. Like, I guess it wasn't that... Like, just because you didn't have cable didn't mean you weren't exposed to
this. Oh, no. I knew a lot of TV, too.
Yeah.
It just was, like, a little outdated, like, for some of it. Like, we watched the Flintstones. Mm-hmm. Like, we watched, like, the old Scooby-Doo. Like, we watched, like, shit that, like, people are like, oh, you wouldn't know about this because you're young. And it's like, we did, actually, because... Like, it was your 80s cartoons, but it was my 2000s cartoons.
Right.
Like, because I also watched, like, a lot of cartoons in Spanish. And I guess, like, I don't know, something about, like, the time it took to translate it. Or, like, they just really liked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So then they just keep, playing it well past, like, when it was actually out. I don't know. But I got exposed to, like, a lot. Like, Transformers and, like, shit that I shouldn't know about.
Yeah.
Ooh. Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't really watch the comic cartoons that much. Which is a shame, because I liked it.
X-Men and Spider-Man.
Yeah. For me, I watched a lot of, like, the DC ones. I don't know why, for whatever. Oh. I think the 90s were, like, DC.
Oh.
DC was king, you know?
Oh.
Right?
No, yeah. I mean,
it's like Batman's so good. Yeah. Batman Beyond was my shit. I was like, dude, Terry's so fucking cool. Like, and dude, how fucking edgy was the intro?
Very cool.
I was gonna do it, but I don't remember. I don't know, but it goes like, oh no. I was gonna do like a just like, wow, wow, wow. But it was like a club, like, pow, chicka, wow, chicka, wow. It was edgy, though. It's so cool. If you guys didn't watch that show, I mean, you don't have to, but look up the intro song. It's so cool.
The first... You can go next. But the first show that I remember, like, being, like, obsessed with, like, that I was in love with, was Rugrats. And I loved that show. Like, I had comic books of Rugrats. If you didn't know these existed, congratulations, you're not a fucking loser. Like, I would go every single week, because we would go visit my grandma's and TJ, and I would go and get my comic book every single fucking week. And it was just like, I mean, it's exactly what you expect. It's like the baby's getting up to nonsense, and that's it.
It's
like,
cute.
It wasn't anything special or anything. And, like, somewhere in my parents' house, like, they still have my comic books, because, like, I had so many of these motherfucking comic books.
Yeah.
It was great. And, sorry, I stopped talking because when the traffic slightly halts.
We're on the 5 South.
We're on the 5 South.
It's 9:40 at night.
There's construction at 9:40 p.m. People are putting on their e-lights and,
e-lights?
That's not...
They say e-leds now. Emergency LEDs.
No.
E-leds.
Anyway. So, I had that. I had, like, the fucking, like... They had these sticker books. Did you have these?
No.
Like, it just had, like, outlines of where the stickers should go. And it had a number on there. So then you had to collect the stickers in order to put the stickers onto the thing. So I had that shit, like, and then when I got repeats, I was so happy because then I could put it on my, oh my god, I'm such a loser. This is why I don't have friends.
You were a kid. Calm down.
Okay, but, like, I would put it on my, like, pencil case.
That's
like,
so cool. I would have
My, like, I had, like, for some reason my dad had, like, a, like, military, like, bullet box thing. And that's where I stored, like, all my, like, colored pencils and pens and, like, all of that.
Hold on, no, that was a cool, a bullet box?
Yeah.
No, but there's a better name for it, but it just sounds funny. What's bullet box? I don't know, is it like an ammo cache or something? I don't fucking know.
It's a box for bullets.
Look at the Corvette.
Hello, car. Hi, Daddy. Mm.
Hi. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, we're trying to get a Corvette here. Mm. But then it was full of stickers of Angelica Pickles.
So cool.
You know, like, it kind of, like, it was cool, or? And then it went, like, like,
oh, the ammo.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's really weird, yeah.
No, yeah, I know.
People would be very confused about it. It's like, it's like a little army brat,
but
they're the 5-year-old.
I don't know. I just really like to organize my, like, school supplies, and then that's the case I found for it. And there we go. And then, like, sorry, I have one more thing.
Okay, keep going. Sorry, you're talking a lot.
Uh-huh. This is my last thing. It's about the Rugrats. I really like the Rugrats.
Yeah, go.
And then the last thing is, because I'm, like, running out of time here, is that, like, in Burger King, they had these really cool watches, and I really wanted the Angelica watch. It was purple, and, like, it, like, made sounds and stuff. I wanted the Reptar one.
That's
I got the Angelica one. Well, yes, Reptar's it was
great.
Fucking so cool. I never got it. I only got the Angelica one, but we would never really go to fucking Burger King, so it makes sense that I never got it. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, if any of our listeners have that Reptar watch, or, like, literally any of the other ones, because I don't know where my Angelica one is. Knowing me, it's probably tucked away somewhere, but my parents have it. Send it to me. My address is... Just kidding.
We'll get a P.O. box once we get enough friends.
We don't have any.
That's
okay,
fine. Once
I'm
we
talking,
have...
Sorry.
No, that's cool. And now we're out of time. Just kidding. No, I was just going to say, like, first of all, like, getting a little philosophical, but it's weird because, like, first of all, when we didn't know each other and we were, like, just this, like, oh, you're poor, or... Okay, let's be real. No, like, because we compare. I don't know about other couples if they, like, we talk about everything, so we know everything, and we're like, okay, clearly, like, maybe we were a little more well off, but, like, you know, we were still, like, lower class. That's wait. Is there a better way to say that? That sounds mean, right? Lower class.
I was poor. You were poorer.
Yeah.
Or I was poorer.
Poorer.
You were
yeah.
Poor.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, actually poor.
No,
it was,
no.
Like, in the casual sense of saying, like, oh, you're poor.
And the, like, big that. Asterisk on that, because it's, like, there's money, but there's, like, also...
Fuck you money.
Yeah, there's fuck you money, and like, your parents were just really good at
saving,
and they made a lot of sacrifices. So that's how... Because they loved you guys, and they got you the things you guys wanted.
Yeah.
And where I'm going with that is, like, oh, yeah, we had cable, sure, like, but we weren't fucking rich. We didn't have that fuck you money. that's the
no,
term.
No, but, like, my parents made it seem like anyone who has cable is fucking rich. And I was like, oh, my God, everyone is rich.
And in reality, it's, like, all we had was cable and video games.
Yeah.
Like, that's all we got. We didn't get, like, specific... And this is where I'm getting philosophical, because I'm like... I kind of would have wanted it to be, like, your way, because I wanted to have the one cartoon that I really fucking liked. Like, and maybe I did, like, the first...
Oh, my God, Arthur?
Yeah.
Cyber Chase?
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Like, you fall in love with all these, like, cartoons that really didn't really, like, deserve it?
Yeah. But it's like, who dictates that? The people who are like, no,
me.
This is a trendy one.
Me, once I, like, watched the rest of them, and I was like, fuck this shit. Like, there's so much better.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. But why was I watching fucking Caillou?
That's your fault.
Yeah, I was old enough to know better.
Yeah,
but...
Caillou was, like, early 2000s, probably.
Okay, well, and, like, Blue's Clues, like... I was like, where's this thing? And I was like, it's fucking right there, Blue. I was just angry at it. Mail time.
I don't really remember. And that's, yeah. I don't really remember watching some of those. A lot of those I just watched mindlessly.
You shouldn't.
No, I watched it. But mindlessly, that's my point.
I feel like you didn't watch it that much, though, because those are, like, ingrained in my fucking head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you probably were watching, like, Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. Cat Dog. Alone in the Wild was a little cat dog. No, the fuck? Cat Dog was, like, older.
Maybe. Oh, yeah? No, okay, well, no. Okay, what were you watching? Ren and Stimpy.
Hell no.
Ah, I hate that real show. Monsters.
I hate how, like, ugly it is, you know? Like, yeah. I, that wasn't
it's really
my kind
gross.
Of, like...
I really liked it.
Yeah. No. No, I mean, and obviously I had cable, so it's, like, Dragon Ball what? Z. What? And then...
Oh, wait, hold on. Are we going animes?
Well, we're talking about TV. Just like,
oh, I thought we were talking about cartoons.
Whatever, same thing. Like,
no,
you think as a kid
only.
You're like, oh, that's
no,
anime.
No, stupid. It's because we're going to have different podcasts.
Oh, okay, then just
we
cartoons.
Need more content.
Sorry. Okay, then if we're talking cartoons.
No, stupid.
Yeah. Well, let me circle back to what I was saying.
Okay, let's
I was
circle
like,
back to what you were saying.
Yeah, whatever. I was just saying, like, it's weird because. Like, having cable, like, okay, yeah, you had all these options, but, like, it's because you had all those options, and, or at least for me, I just, like, mindlessly watched it, and that's my point, what I was saying, like, with you, it's, like, you were, like, no, you had to kind of go out of your way to, like, get more immersed with the little options you had, I guess, so I'm, like, I would have loved to have whatever comic I had, or for whatever cartoon I liked.
No, I think we're just, I love watching TV, like, I think I just always loved watching TV, because it was, like, it was not just cartoons, it was, like, sitcoms, it was, like, the news at 11 at 11, like, I loved watching TV, like, I watched infomercials, I fucking love infomercials, like, I just really enjoyed watching TV.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy, like, watching cartoons more, and I still do. I still love watching cartoons.
I know. Me too. It's just like, sucks that we're adults now. And I'm like, I'd rather watch newer stuff than, like, the stuff I liked back
then.
No,
not for me. I watch everything still.
Yeah.
Like, I still watch everything. And now fucking, like, fuck Netflix, fuck Hulu, fuck Amazon Prime, fuck HBO Plus, fuck Paramount Plus. Like, fuck all you people because, listen, bitches, I've spent so much of my life watching this. Like, I know people are like, oh, it's cute, we binge watch. Like, no, I am, like, constantly watching something and it's a problem.
Then don't watch it.
I can't stop.
Addicted to the
shit. Especially cartoons. I fucking love cartoons.
Yeah.
The newer cartoons, like, are... Sorry, I'm checking the time. Are, like, hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Like, there are some that I'm like, I don't get it. And especially if they look, like, super ugly.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, man. But let's talk about Cartoon
Regular
with
show.
Love. Okay.
Cartoon with Love?
We Love.
Cartoons We Love, yeah.
Well,
regular
you already
show.
Did it.
I love Regular Show. Dude, we have a... Oh, yeah? Oh, cool. Well, we literally have a bumper sticker in the back of Rigby.
Okay, what I was going to say is my car is named Rigby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love that show.
Me too.
And the other one. What's it called?
Fuck. It's too generic. I was going to say Drawn Together, but that's another cartoon.
No, it's not that. Hold on. Thank God for Google.
It's like, it's like almost there.
What is his name? J.G. Quinto.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Close enough, god damn it.
It's because it has like a name that doesn't mean anything. He's only 39.
Damn, he's talented. I love that damn. Show. I love his like work because it's like.
Yay.
Oh, and I think I remember reading it's like kind of based off like his friend. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can look this shit up.
Well,
I'm driving.
Doesn't he like voice Mordecai?
Whoa! Yeah, he does.
Whoa!
Mordecai and the dad.
And Rigby.
Oh,
just
Rigby.
Kidding. No!
Stop talking! That show was so cool.
Do you consider yourself more of a Mordecai or a Rigby?
Mordecai, because I'm like, I want to be cool, you know? And I want Margaret. She's so cute.
She really is. Talk about hot ass. Just kidding. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a whole other episode about this. But, like, there are some hot, hot, sexy ass motherfucking cartoons.
Like that Corvette. Mm. Sponsored by General Motors. Daddy. Because they pay me. They really do. I work for General Motors. Please don't fire me. Why'd you say daddy?
Because daddy drives the Corvette.
Oh, daddy.
Corvette.
Yeah, daddy.
Corvette. Sponsored by daddy. Ew. Anyway. Yeah, I fucking love that show. It's just like, I love shows. Oh my god, Futurama? I fucking love Futurama.
I don't know why I didn't like... Not that I didn't like it. I just wasn't... I just didn't know about it, really.
That sucks. I'm sad right? for you. And, like, I watched The Simpsons a fuck ton. Like, but I watched it so much that I ended up hating it. Because it was on every single day my whole life. Yeah. Like, it was on Monday through Friday. Like, every day. I think most of the time they had two episodes back to back.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I remember that too.
And I enjoyed myself, but then eventually I got to be like, I don't know if I even want to be watching this.
But I did look forward to like premieres versus like streaming. Not like kids don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still premieres, but you know, like watching it live, you have to sit there and you have to go through the commercials and shit.
Back to SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I remember, because I fucking love SpongeBob, and everybody knew I love SpongeBob because I forced my parents to buy me the shirts, and they're like, oh, you're a girl, you're not supposed to wear a t-shirt, and then I was like, I want SpongeBob, and then they're like, okay, and then they're like, Laura, you're 12, stop wearing SpongeBob shirts, and I was like, no, and they're like, Laura, you're 16, stop wearing SpongeBob shirts, and I was like, no.
I don't know what I would have thought of you, because, like, I knew early on, well, like, I had uniforms in elementary school, and then once I went to middle school in sixth grade, I was like, whoa, I get to wear my own clothes, but I was, like, too scared to wear anything that showed what I liked. Like, God forbid I had a MapleStory shirt, and, dude, I wish I didn't give a fuck about it, because it's like, I like MapleStory, so what? It's an MMO. But it sucks.
But we're
not
talking about cartoons.
Anyway, yeah.
We'll talk about MMOs in a
minute. Yeah. My point was,
we have so much to talk about.
We do. Anyway, yeah. That's crazy. Like, but if I saw a middle school girl, but I'm like, maybe I would have been like, whoa, she's so cool because she's just like, she likes SpongeBob and she's smart.
No. Okay, Nobody thought that. Nobody thought that.
Did they make fun of you?
Yes.
And you still wore it?
Yes.
Yeah, you got balls, man.
No, I had my, like, chola friend. She was,
she was
twice as big as me, and she was, like, very scary, and she was in 8th grade, and I was in 6th grade.
And
she said that she was, like,
cool.
She's like, if anyone messes with you, like, I'll fucking, like, beat them up. And I was like, okay, thank you. And she's like, I like you. And I was like, I like you, too, because I wasn't scared of her.
Dude, cholas were fucking tough.
No, yeah.
Like, well, first of all, like, some girls just fucking, especially growing up as a little kid, like a little boy, little kid, everyone grew up as a little kid. Like, I aged, first of all, I was a December baby, so I was like a fucking baby, but I was already a small little puny kid. And some girls matured so quickly, and I was like, oh my god, you look like 4 years older than me. So yeah. Imagine, like, that type of chola. And, like, this is early 2000s. So, like, they got their Sharpie'd eyebrow.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Sharpie eyebrow, the lip liner, like, the big-ass hoop earrings. Yeah. Like, I used to throw, like, little, like, balls of paper, like, through the hoop. And then I wore, like, her hoops as bracelets. Oh, I don't know how I didn't get beat up.
Because
she was just a person. Like, I didn't see her as, like, a threat. But yeah, that was my homegirl.
She didn't see you as a threat. You were like,
oh, absolutely not.
Throwing papers through.
No, I was just a little baby. And, like, mind you, everybody, whoever doesn't know me, like, I am 5'1 and a half. Now in full-fledged adulthood. So I was fucking tiny and I was scrawny before. Like, I was really fucking... I was really fucking tiny. So, like, she could have snapped me in half, like, easily. Like, just thrown me out the bus window. But, like... But I think it was like a, oh, you're not scared of me. And, like, we can be friends. Stop sniffing yourself.
Anyway,
back to my cartoons. Like, I loved my SpongeBob. I wore it on my fucking shirts. And even my parents were like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I love SpongeBob. But yeah, they would make fun of me. And they would talk like shit. Like, right behind me and be like, oh my god, did you see what she was wearing? Like,
you would hear that?
Yeah.
That's so mean. What did you think of that?
I was sad, but I really love SpongeBob. But anyway, back to my sad tales. When I was a child, I didn't know that people got to see SpongeBob before I did because they had cable and they did have those releases that you're talking about. And they're like, and I remember like very distinctly, like my friend in elementary school, her name was, do I say people's names? I think I already did it, but I guess I haven't asked. Okay, I had a friend and like, she was like, oh, have you seen, like, since you love SpongeBob so much, like, oh, you've seen this episode with, like, Gary racing, right? And I was like, what? No, I have not. And it was just like, oh, but they've been advertising it, like, all the time. And I was like, I don't know where. I don't know where. Like, I don't know where they are watching this. Like, I didn't have an idea that other people had other channels. Like, I did not know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's, like, about this race. And, like, there's, like, this girl, like, fucking snail. And it races against him. And, like, it starts describing the whole fucking episode. Or not the whole episode, but, like, the previews. And I was like, I don't know what that is. But that sounds great. Let me know when you watch it, if it's good. And then comes back and, like, tells me in detail, like, from the start of the episode all the way to the fucking end, tells me everything about this fucking episode. And I was just, like, sitting there, like, wide-eyed, like, wow. Like, that sounds so incredible. And when I fucking watched it, I was like, oh, that was good. But I was like, I was so late to the party, like, that I was like, it wasn't the same anymore because I'd already heard about it.
And it's just a regular episode. It's not like the movie or whatever.
But for some reason, like, they hyped that one up. Yeah.
Well, apparently. Well, I mean, I watched Cable Saw, but no. No, they hyped everything, every new episode. It's like, new episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. Guess what happens to Gary or whatever the fuck. Like, it was like a trailer, like a movie trailer. Like, they would hype it up throughout the week. And you know, like you said, like, they would play any episode of The Simpsons. Like, to add more hype, they would play, like, in everything. In Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, from what I remember, like, they would play old ones right before. So you can just watch it and then lead up to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, hella hype. Dude, they would have fucking timers for some, for, like, the special
new I would episode have, like, on the cummed.
Cummed.
Cummed. Well, we're nearing the end of the episode, but we have so many more cartoons to talk about. Because we can talk about, like, Shaolin Showdown, the Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, okay, name 10 of them that you can think of, like, early on that you remember.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. For me, I mostly watched Cartoon Network growing. Like, I don't know why, but the first cartoon I remember, really, was Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, I like Dexter's.
Yeah. It was cool. And I don't know, like,
I didn't get to watch it enough.
Yeah, I mean,
Fosters.
Oh yeah, that was later on. But
no, I know.
Probably
I
like 10 plus.
Saying
years.
Random
ones. Oh, random ones. Yeah, I loved Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's still one of my tops.
Do the okay. We have limited time, so do that.
No, I messed it up. Eddie! Dude, I always loved soundtracks, like sounds. I always liked noises, like, so I always liked replicating it too. So that was part of the experience for me. It was like, but stupidly enough, for SpongeBob, And you know this, you learned that I didn't know the fucking lyrics to the SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, as poor as a yellow, blah, 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 blah. Like, I still, I had to start from the beginning. But anyway, like, it was mostly like, I don't know, that was so ingrained in my head. And I always liked that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're at time, so we have to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Today's episode was brought to you by
General Motors
and
Nesquik.
I thought you were going to say Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon like something cartoon related. Hold on. Wait, I wasn't recording you.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped. Just kidding. Ready?
Yeah.
Brought to you by
Quaker Oatmeal.
God damn it. Bye. Ding, ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum.